In his first primetime Oval Office address, President Obama swore he'll make it right on the Gulf Coast.
We will fight this spill with everything we've got for as long as it takes. We will make BP pay for the damage their company has caused. And we will do whatever is necessary to help the Gulf Coast and its people recover from this tragedy.
But Diana in New Orleans isn't ready to talk about recovery yet.
I just wanted to hear, what are you going to do to stop the oil? Talk to me about that, and then we'll talk about regulations and all the things that we need to talk about with the future.
Did the president say what you wanted to hear? At this point, facing the worst environmental disaster in the country's history, what could he say? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, June 16th. And that, I got to tell you, John, that is a speech I would not want to write.
18 minutes, a lot to cover, and it's at the top of the news as we look at the morning news headlines. President Obama, fond of pickup basketball, pivoting from defense to offense on home court last night.
The tragedy unfolding on our coast is the most painful and powerful reminder yet that the time to embrace a clean energy future is now.
The president called on Americans to see the nation's worst environmental disaster as an opportunity and challenged them to find ways to reshape how we harness and use energy.
Now is the moment for this generation to embark on a national mission to unleash America's innovation and seize control of our own destiny.
Republicans accuse President Obama of trying to capitalize on the spill to push his energy bill through Congress. He dismissed that in last night's speech.
The one approach I will not accept is inaction. The one answer I will not settle for is the idea that this challenge is somehow too big and too difficult to meet.
Yesterday, the Senate beat back an attempt to kill the lucrative tax breaks enjoyed by the oil and gas industry.
President Obama ended his address to the nation with this message.
We pray for the people of the Gulf. And we pray that a hand may guide us through the storm towards a brighter day.
But how do the people in the Gulf region feel about the president's handling of the spill? Joining us now again is Tim Kant, mayor of Fairhope, Alabama. Good morning again, Mayor.
Good morning, Celeste.
We just spoke to you on Monday, and you spoke with the president shortly after you spoke with us. I wanted to know if there was a difference between what you heard from his Oval Office address last night and what you talked to him about privately on Monday.
No, we pretty well were on cue. I think he heard what we hear about in this part of the country, and I think it's important that he understands our way of life.
Do you think he does?
I think he went away with a better understanding, and I feel more comfortable that he understands our way of life now.
Okay, Tim Kant, mayor of Fairhope, Alabama. We'll speak with you more in a moment.
Reaction to the speech all morning long on The Takeaway. Meanwhile, the House passed a package of tax breaks to encourage investment in small businesses. It now goes to the Senate. One other detail on BP and the spill in the Gulf. President Obama will meet with BP CEO Tony Hayward at the White House. It's their first face-to-face meeting.
The Federal Reserve has adopted new rules for credit cards. The limit for late fees will be $25, and no more inactivity fees or multiple penalties on late payments. The new rules go into effect in August. And San Francisco has passed the first cell phone radiation law. It requires retailers to post how much radiation is emitted by every phone they sell. That's exactly how radiation sounds,
indeed.
I'm told.
That's right.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are down, though. The Dow will start at 10,404, the S&P at 1,115, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,305.
And the Los Angeles Lakers, did you get this score last night? 89-67. The Lakers force a Game 7 in the NBA Finals in L.A. on Thursday night. Coming up this morning, reactions from President Obama's first Oval Office address. Did he say what you were hoping to hear last night? We're looking for your takeaway from his speech. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or text us by sending the word TAKE to 69866. More reactions in just a moment with views from the Gulf.